share. Initiated and organized by SOI. Was listed as a share in Inyane Hashkafa. I just wanted to take a few minutes very briefly to share with you what is understood by that. And perhaps that wasn't even the best choice of terminology on our part. Sometimes Hashkafa, the associations which we make with the term Hashkafa, is that it's somewhat amorphous, somewhat parech ba'avir, and somehow less binding and less absolute than halacha. And that's clearly not how we were using the term in speaking about a shir being yoni hashkafa. Perhaps a more accurate term would have been to borrow from the Chovos HaLevavos and talk about a shir in, again, not referring to the particular sefer, but referring to the domain or realm of Chovos HaLevavos. Rabbeinu Bachri explains, I'll just read you a few lines from his introduction, that Yediyas Hados Nachlekes L'Shnei Chalokim, knowing Torah and understanding Torah can be subdivided into two parts. Ha'echad Yediyas Chovos Ha'Evorim, to know what actions the Torah commands and what actions the Torah prohibits. V'hasheni Mada Chovos HaLevavos, the science or the knowledge, the understanding of Chovos HaLevavos. V'hu HaMatzpun V'hu HaMada HaPnimi, in terms of one's inner life. But these are equal parts of Torah, and there's nothing more optional. There's nothing more lifnim yishuras hadin in terms of Chovos HaLevavos than there is in Chovos HaEvorim. As a matter of fact, what Rabbeinu Bachya laments is the neglect of Chovos HaEvorim. Chovos HaEvorim in the sense of emunos, videos, beliefs, character traits, and in general, yisodos in Avodos Hashem, which are not, again, not a question of lovud or dofen akuma, which belong to Chovos HaEvorim, but again, which deal with proper emunos, deos, cultivating the proper personality for an Oved Hashem. And it's that kind of hashkafa that we're going to try to discuss and choose topics in Chovos HaLevavos, again, not referring to the Sefer, but referring to the area or the realm of Chovos HaLevavos. I thought we would begin by discussing the Inyan of Tznius. What comprises, what constitutes tznius for Chazal, and what it is that we're supposed to fulfill when the Navi Micha tells us, Ma Hashem Elokech Dorish Meimach Ki Emasos Mishpat V'Avas Chesed V'Hatznei Alechet Im Hashem Elokech. What does tznius involve? So the word tznius, simply etymologically, the literal translation of the word lahatznia means to hide. Right? Let's say the Gemara in Eilu Metzias, where the Mishnah says that if you find something in an old wall, so then it belongs to the new owner of the property, and he doesn't have to give it back to the old owner. So the Gemara, because you can assume that it's been there so long in Eretz Yisrael, it goes back all the way to the days of the Amorim. So the Gemara says that Otu Emoriim Matzne'ei and Yisraelim Lo Matzne'ei, but only the Emoriim hid things and the Jews didn't hid things. So how do you know that this object which you found in the wall dates back all the way to their Moriyim and doesn't date back to the previous Jewish owner. So the verb lahatzniya means to hide. The Mishnah in Psachim, again, just reviewing Mari Makomos, with which we're all familiar, the Mishnah in Psachim said that when you finish the Vedikas Chametz, the night of Yudalit, Umbasha Mishaya Yanichenu Vitzina, that Chametz which you're saving for breakfast the morning of Yudalit Nisan, Yanichenu Vitzina, you should leave it in a secluded, in a hidden place, again, so that it won't be vulnerable to the chulda, and you won't have to undertake the bedika again. The perek hamatzniya in Shabbos, with which we're all familiar again, hamatzniya means that you set aside something, lezera, for planting, or for some other purpose. So the word does mean literally to hide, and hence the immediate association which we have when it comes to tzniyus is modesty or privacy, especially in the physical sense. In a physical sense. And this is correct. This is not a mistaken notion. I think we'll try to explain in the next half hour or so, Mitzvah Hashem, that it's a rather limited and fragmentary understanding, but it's a correct understanding. And thus the Gemara says, for instance, in Brachas, just learned within the past few days by Daf Yomi, the Gemara says that Kabbalah, the Beis HaKisei, Tzniusa, that the Masara we have for how a person should conduct himself in the Beis HaKisei is with tznius. And again, what that means is that a person should not uncover himself any more than is absolutely necessary. The Gemara continues that Ezer Tzanua Zeha Nifna Ba'Layla Kedar Shenifna Ba'Yom. So Chazal, again, as we conventionally do, clearly associate tznius, again, in a physical sense, with modesty and privacy. The Mishnah Berurah in Bir HaLacha refers to the fact that the Sefer Mitzvot Katan, written by one of the Balei HaTosfos, an enumeration of the Tayag Mitzvot, so the Mishnah Berurah already alludes to the fact that he counts Tzniyus as one of the Tayag Mitzvot. And the emphasis is very strongly on the physical component of tznius, of physical modesty or privacy. Lios tzanua, this is mitzvah nun zayin in the smak's enumeration. Lios tzanua d'ksiv ahoyo machanecha kadosh, u'ksiv ahatznei aleches im elokecha. And then he refers to the Gemaras which we just mentioned. Amu chachomim ein tzanua ela hatzanua bebeis hakisei. V'hanifne ba'layla yifne k'derchu nifne ba'yom v'galu l'fonav t'vachayim v'achorev tafach v'gam b'tashmish hamita tzarech lios tzanua. So clearly a very strong emphasis on physical modesty and privacy. And again, this is consistent with the simple meaning of the word lahatzniya, which is to hide. And again, so we know that tznius refers to dress, that a person should be properly clothed, that the mekomos ha-mechusim shebaguf, the parts of the body which should be covered, are in fact covered, that all of this is part and parcel of tznius. However, tznius is clearly much broader than that. We needn't look further than the Gemara in Makos and Daf Chav Dalet, where the Gemara says that Bo Micha Vehemidan Al Shalosh, the pasuk we mentioned just a few minutes ago of Ma Hashem Lokecha Doresh Meimach Kiyem Asos Mishpat VaAvas Chesed VaTznei Lechas Im Hashem Lokecha. So the simple understanding of the Gemara, I think the Maharsha says this, is Bo Micha Vehemidan Al Shalosh. It doesn't mean Rachmanu Litzlan that Micha chose three out of Tayag Mitzvos and said, well, if you can't observe all the tayag, so here are the three which are most highly recommended. But rather that these three, somehow or other, are all-encompassing and they subsume the totality of Torah. So it's quite clear from the mention of Tznius in that context that we're not dealing with a limited specific mitzvah like lulav or shofar, which is a limited mitzvah, but we're dealing with something which is a way of life which encompasses many, many mitzvahs of the Torah. So what exactly is the essence of Tznius? So kimdumani, that if we look in Chazal, in Rishonim, in Shulchan Aruch, we'll find two very, very important components of Tznius. One is an awareness, and the other is an attitude. Let's try to understand what that means. Rama opens Shulchan Aruch by quoting from the Rambam in Maor Nevuchim. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid hu kol gadol v'torah u'b'maylos ha-tzadikim. The idea of constant awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, is a major, major principle in Torah and in the life of tzaddikim. Asher holchem lifnei ha'elokim. Why? Now listen carefully. Ki ein yeshivas ha'adam utznuosa va'asokov v'hu levado bebeiso ki yeshivasa utznuosa va'asokov v'hu lifnei melech gadol. When a person is alone, he takes liberties. He takes liberties. When a person is in the presence of an powerful king, so he acts very differently. He acts with restraint. He acts with care. He acts with kovod rosh. Kol shekein kshayosim ha'odom alibo shehamelech hagadol hakadosh baruch hu asher melocho la'aretz kevodo omed olav v'roa v'masav. How much more so if a person is mindful of the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam watches his every action and his every movement. Kemo shenema im yisaser ish b'mistarim v'ani lo erenu nu'um Hashem. Is it possible that a person can hide and that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should not see him? Now, says the Rambam, quoting from the Rambam, miyad yagia elav hayira v'hahachno'a b'pachad Hashem yisbarach uboshto mimenu tamid. What follows immediately, automatically, from this sense of shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid is yira, awe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hachna'a, that one submits himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and boshes. Boshes is used interchangeably with tznius. If you look, for instance, just to give one example, if you look in the Ochos Tzadikim, which is organized by Sha'orim, so the Shar HaShlishi is Shar HaBusha. So the Ochos Tzadikim begins in the very first paragraph of this Sha'ar. He says, HaSeichel hu HaBusha, VaHaBusha hu HaSeichel. The two are linked. You can't separate Chochma from Busha. What's the Raya? Ki al odom v'chav v'nema v'ayu shneim arumim ha'odom v'ishto v'lo yisbar shashu v'lo hoyu yodim hatznius lahavchin bein tov uvein ra. So he says they have no busha, i.e. they have no tznius. That Adam and Chava originally had no tznius, and it was only after v'tipakachna einei shneihem that they developed a sense of tznius. So busha, also a sense of shame, is identical with tznius. The two are used interchangeably. So the Rambam here are telling us something very, very important, that the essence of tznius, the sense of modesty and privacy, should not stem from an awareness that other people can see me and that other people are observing me, and therefore if I'm dressed improperly, or if my conduct in the Beis HaKiseh is improper, that maybe some other boss of Adam is aware of my improper behavior and that I'm compromising myself? No. Rather, the essence of tzniyus is the sense that a person is always in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what is responsible for the attitude and the sense of tzniyus that a person has. Again, it's not an attitude or reaction ben adam l'chaveiro, but rather ben adam l'mako. And this is emphasized in many places. Just if you look again in Shulchan Aruch, we'll mention a few examples. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Beis says that a person should, when getting dressed, should try to orchestrate it in such a way that he's not uncovered, that he doesn't leave himself exposed while getting dressed. So in Simon Beis, Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes as follows: Al Yomar Hinini B'Chadre Chadorim Mivoeini. I'm in an inner sanctum of my house. No windows, no one sees me. So what need is there for tzniyos in getting dressed? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melocho La'aretz Kevodo. The Mishnah Bura here also explains at the beginning of this simon, Ha'odam tzarech lehisnaig b'tzniyos u'busha lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'afilu kshehu laylo u'b'chadre chadorim halo melocho la'aretz kevodo u'kechashecha u'keoro lefonav yizbarach. That there is no distinction in terms of tzniyus whether or not a person is alone or in front of other people, because ultimately what tzniyus expresses is an awareness of Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Samid. And that's what's responsible, again, for all the modesty and privacy with which a person acts. And again, this is clear in Chazal in many places. In the Gemara in Bracha Samach Beis, which we mentioned before, so again, the Gemara is clear to underscore this. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ezehu Tzanua, who is really a Tzanua? Zeh HaNifne Balayla, Kederech SheNifne Bayom. What's the significance of that? The significance of that is that even though Balayla, there is no concern of tzniyus bein adam l'chavero. There's no concern, it's pitch black. So in terms of how much of himself he exposes, there is no issue whatsoever. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, if you want to know who is a real tzanua, it's someone whose tzniyus is a response to his awareness of being in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, rather than just a response to an awareness of being in the presence of other people. Again, keeping in mind the equation between busha and tzniyus, if you take a look in the Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Chaf, the Gemara says, Tanya, Bavo Tia Yerasa Al Penechem Zu busha, levilti sechetau, melamet shahabusha mevio lidei yiras chet. That busha, if a person is a baishan, so that will result in yiras chet. Why will busha result in yiras chet? Again, because the busha means that it's a busha vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not vis-a-vis boss of Adam, but vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Mikan Omru Simen Yafel Ba'adam Shehu Baishan. Again in Simen Reshmem, and this is the last illustration and proof of this, we'll mention again here too the equation between tzniyus and busha is clear. Also lehistakel ba'oso mokom. Even if a person is with his wife, is also lehistakel ba'oso mokom. Shekol ha'mistakel sham ein lo boshas panim. He has no busha, and therefore what? So what are you guilty of if you have no busha? va'ovel v'hatznei aleches, and he's guilty of, he's over on the chiyuv of hatznei aleches im Hashem Elokecha. And then the mechaber, basing himself on this gemara in the Dorim we just saw, says umave habusha me'alponov. Shekol ha-mispayesh ein ha-chote, d'chsiv u'ba'avotia yirasu al-panechem zu ha-busha. Levilti sechetou. Okay, so that's one essential component of tzniyos, a sense that it flows from shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. And that's what occasions the modesty and the privacy. But there's more. Chazal understood tzniyos to mean more than that. And if you look at a few mishnayos, that emerges quite clearly. Just mention a couple of mishnayos. The mishnah in Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, says as follows. Beishamay omrim lo yimko odom ez zeisov el l'chaveh. If a person has olives, he should only sell the olives to a chaver, meaning someone who is muchzak, that he will keep the olives and ultimately the oil tahor. That even his chulin, his makter, that they should remain tahor. No, it's enough if you are particular about selling your olives dafka to someone who's naman to be mafish tumas and maisras, even though he's not Naaman, to ensure that it remains tahor. Then the Mishnah concludes, Utsnue Beis Hillel, ho you know again kedive Beis Shammai, that the tsnuim in Beis Hillel used to be machmir on themselves like Beis Shammai. And another Mishnah, this mission of those learning Kolal Seder have all learned recently. The Gemara in Bava Kamma quotes it. The Mishnah says in Perikei of Maaseh Sheni, Mishnah Aleph, that Hatznuim Manichim Es Hamaos Ve'omim Kol Anilkat Mizeh Yehei Mechula Al Hamaos Ha'elu. They wanted to save people from inadvertently eating kerem revai shelo kedino, lest someone take from the kerem revai unaware that it's kerem revai and therefore dino kemaisa sheni. So the tznuim, the Gemara in Bava Kamma discusses exactly how it works, but they set up a system where any kerem revai which people would help themselves to, that they were mechalel, that they would poda that kerem revai so that it was yotzei lechulin. But in describing the people who went to such great lengths to save others from Aveira, so the Mishnah says they were tznuim. That had tznuim, man omim kol anilkat yeh mechula amal sa'ilu. One last example. The Mishnah in Kilayim. In discussing the iser of wearing shatnez, says mochre ksus mochrin kedarka, that when people used to, when salesmen who were selling clothing would wear the clothing, whether they would just drape it on their shoulders or whether they would actually put their hands in the sleeves is a different story, but they would wear the clothing as part of showing off their goods. So mochrik sus mochrin kedarkon. So the Mishnah approves of this practice, even though they're selling shatnez, right? Even though the suit that they're selling has kilayim in it. Ubilvad shelo yiskavnu b'chama mitnei hachama ubikshom mitnei hakshomim. Provided that they are not intending to have any hana'ah from wearing the clothing, neither to protect them from the sun nor from the rain. Then the Mishnah says, but some people didn't even want to do this. And some people would simply hang the clothing on a stick instead of wearing it. who had this more stringent practice? So the Mishnah says, Vahatsnuim mafshilin b'makil. Again, tsnuim. So in each of these three Mishnayas, here in Kilayim, in Dumai, and in Maisa Shaini, so it's quite clear that there's something more to tsnius than we've discussed until now. The Rambam says, the Yerushalmi already, the truth is the Yerushalmi already comments, the Rash quotes from the Yerushalmi. Which comments on the use of tznuim here. The Rambam says in Perush HaMishnayos and Kelayim, Hem ha-medaktikim b'mitzvos. Medaktikim b'mitzvos beyond shuras hadin, beyond what is absolutely obligatory. Or in other words, kimdumani, that tznius also entails a sense of cherishing and valuing the mitzvah so much that a person is mechadev a mitzvah so much that he's not interested in what he must do and what he doesn't have to do, but he's interested in doing the utmost that's possible. The tznuim had no obligation to save people who are going to be helping themselves to the Karen Levi. They have no obligation to save them from being over on an Isser of Kerem Revai. The Mochrei Ksus could have put on a suit of Shatnez. There's a valid hetter for it, because they were wearing it in such a way that there was no Hanoah. And similarly, in terms of selling the Zaysim, it is perfectly acceptable to sell it to someone as long as that person is Naman on Maisros, even if he's not Makbid on Tumor V'Tahara by Chulin. But Tznuim cherish mitzvahs so much, the mitzvah is so meaningful to them that they're not content or even interested in stopping at what is absolutely necessary, but they go lifnim mishuras hadin as an expression of chibuv mitzvah, as an expression of chibuv mitzvah. That's why there is, if you look in Rashi in Bava Kamma, where in the Sugya on Samaches, where the Gemara quotes this Mishnah from Maisa Shnei of Hatznuim, so Rashi also tells us who the Tznuim are. And Rashi tells us that they were Chassidim. Rashi tells us they were Chassidim. Which is very interesting, because I think the immediate association which you have in Chazal with Chassidim, again, I mean, there are many, many, you find Midas Chassidus many places, but certainly one immediate association is the Mishnah in Ein Omdin, of Chassidim HaRishonim, how you show in Shoa Achas, Kodim Tfilosan, and Shoa Achas, Achat Tfilosan. What underlied that behavior? What was responsible for that show in Shoa Achas before Tfilah? They would spend an entire hour preparing themselves for Tfilah. So there too, it was also a sense, that kind of extensive, we would even call it excessive, hachana for a mitzvah, clearly reflected the chibuv mitzvah which they had. It clearly reflected how much they cherished the mitzvah. If a person does a mitzvah because he has to, okay, shine, I have to daven, so he gets up in the morning and he daven. But if a person is mechadev the mitzvah, if he cherishes the opportunity to do a mitzvah, to be omei b'tfilah, so then a person is going to prepare himself again, because it's through the hachana that he accomplishes the same thing which tznuim do in the other mishnayos, i.e. to maximize the mitzvah. The same way tznius in the Mishnah Kelayim and Demai and Maisa Sheni is associated with trying to maximize the mitzvah and the experience of the mitzvah. So that's the same thing. Rashi tells you that tznuim were chassidim, because that's a trait of chassidim. Or you show in shoa achas, kodim tfilos, and again, you can be yotzei tfilah without being shoa achas, kodim tfilah. But if you want to maximize the mitzvah of tfilah and the tfilah experience, so then you need that hachana. So the second essential component of tznius is, number one, is the awareness of Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samid, it's that which is responsible for the sense of modesty and shame and privacy which a person should have, because he's always in the presence of the Ribbon Shel Olam. And number two is a sense of an attitude of appreciating and cherishing mitzvahs. And it's for that reason that tznius also carries over to how one observes mitzvahs as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, as does the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Yerushalmi also in Brachos, in Ein Omdin, about Kol HaLomei Torah B'Tzina. That Kol HaLomei Torah B'Tzina is Machkim. Here too, the common denominator is, if a person values a mitzvah the way a tzanua does, he has no reason to advertise it. He has no reason to publicize his kiyum mitzvah. It's so intrinsically meaningful and important that it certainly cannot be enhanced by publicity, by trying to gain attention. If anything, the publicizing of it compromises the mitzvah. The fact that a person does it on a public stage, the fact that a person is interested in attracting attention, if anything, it suggests that the mitzvah itself isn't valuable, isn't important enough. And hence, tznius also shows the fact that a person is mekayim mitzvahs b'tzina. He doesn't look to make the headlines. He doesn't look to be on stage when he's mekayim mitzvahs. Also reflects the fact that he has a deep, deep appreciation and cherishes these mitzvahs. One just final he'ora, the notion that we discussed of tznius, cherishing a mitzvah and thereby seeking to maximize it, either in the sense of going lefnim mishuras hadin or in the sense of hachonu for mitzvah, is one which we too often neglect. The Rambam describes in Hilchos Shabbos Havachachomim, Halchazal, quoting from Gemara's in Shabbos, the Rambam describes how Chazal would sit and they would await Shabbos, that Yoshvim Umiyachalim, for the arrival of Shabbos. And that's how they would be Mekabel Shabbos. And clearly, that kind of Chachamim HaRishonim Misatev B'tzitzis Yoshev B'Kovid Rosh Miyachel L'Hakbolas Pnei HaShabbos Kemoshu Yotze L'Kras HaMelech. The Chachamim HaRishonim Hayu Mekabtzin Talmideim B'Erev Shabbos U'Misatvim V'Omim Bo V'Netze L'Kras Shabbos HaMelech. Here too, this is also an expression of that tznius which we're talking about, that if the mitzvah is so valuable and so precious, a person can't just rush recklessly into the mitzvah. And if a person finishes his hachonis for Shabbos a split second before the last possible minute, so he's lacking in that tznius, in that chibuv mitzvah, and accordingly, he will also be depriving himself of the ability and the opportunity to maximize the opportunity of the mitzvah. And this is something, kimdumani, I certainly know it from looking in the mirror that that is something which is too neglected. And if we would have this sense of tznius, of being mechabev the mitzvah, and accordingly also preparing for the mitzvah properly, so then the experience of the mitzvah would all be all the deeper and all the greater. We know the next time we'll continue with another one.